You're listening to Stories from New York, the official podcast of New York Gospel Ministries, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
It's a beautiful Friday afternoon, and we're here in Union Square Park. A little warm, but the breeze is blowing. The park is full. The farmers market is here. The artists are here with their goods, selling their jewelry and their paintings and their sculptures. The men that play chess for money are here with timers seeking to get you to sit down and for $10 play a 5-minute game of chess. But in the park are also religions. The Jehovah Witnesses have set up. And right next to us is a tarot card reader. They've set up actually in two locations in the park. And the second location, a lady there that was here last week when we were in the park, and she was quite adamant that we had no business to set up right next to her. Matter of fact, when we set up, I didn't even realize she was a tarot card reader. But she got all agitated. Apparently, we were impacting her ability to make a little bit of money. And so she whipped out her phone and came over and stuck it in my face and demanded, "Who made the decision to set up here?" And I said, "Well, I did." And then she was very angry. But she's back in the park today. And we're set up with a prayer station, and people are stopping that are in need of prayer, and the team that I have with me and praying with people. And then I also brought out my tabernacle display, third scale models of the tabernacle furniture. And I've had an opportunity to speak with a number of different people. The last conversation I had was with a Jewish man who came up and began to look at the pieces. And we had a pretty lengthy conversation. We talked about the covenant. We talked about the history of Israel. We talked about them going into captivity because they couldn't keep the covenant. We talked about the promise in Isaiah when they were deported in 722 of the suffering servant who would come in chapter 42 and 49 and be a covenant for the people. They're going into captivity because they can't keep it, and yet God promised one who could and calls them a covenant for the people and a light to the nations. And then we spoke about the prophet Jeremiah, and it's in that book where God references the new covenant that he'll make with the house of Israel. Not like the one he made at Mount Sinai, but this time he's going to write their law in their heart. They'll know the Lord from the least of them to the greatest of them, but the greatest promise in that covenant is that their sin and their iniquity I'll remember no more. And so we've had an opportunity this afternoon to tell people about Christ, that he is the covenant for the people, that he is the righteous one, that he is the one the Father sent into the world to be the Savior. And we all know that the Scripture teaches that we are declared righteous in God's presence by faith in him. We believe what the Father has said about Christ. We have believed what the Father has said he will do in saving us from our sin. And we have embraced his Savior. And what a message to take to the masses, the people from all over the world. Right next to us was an artist who travels around the world with his paintings. And then next to him were two ladies with a little jewelry stand, just recent arrivals in New York City from Guatemala, not able to provide a living, so they began to sell jewelry in the open air here in the park. This is New York. A place where people gather, a place where people come, a place to reach the world with the gospel. And we are so thankful for people that are partners with us here in the city. We couldn't be here apart from the graciousness and prayers and financial gifts that come to sustain an opportunity to have a training center here in the city, as well as to preach the gospel of God. May God bless each one of you today.
You've been listening to Stories from New York, the official podcast of New York Gospel Ministries. NYGM is strategically located in the heart of Manhattan and seeks to spread the good news of the message of Jesus Christ by the way of daily food distribution, the International Training Center, and the International Preaching Station. We invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/NYGM.